The third exercise is similar to but different from the instant power meditation. This is something I'd like you to do from time to time when you're on your own rather than when you actually need to interact with people. You see, a lot of times it's your expectations of other people's responses to you that create something called a Pygmalion effect. People will actually respond to you in the way that you expect them to. Again, it's due to very many of your sub-communications, your unconscious expectations, which you communicate at an unconscious level through your behavior, your body language, your subtle phrasing of things, and people pick up on and actually very much respond to in the same sort of way. So why not rehearse or expect them to treat you in the kind of ways that you want to be treated? So rehearse success. To do this very simply, again, begin like you did for the instant power meditation by closing your eyes and finding calmness. Only this time, rather than opening your eyes and engaging other people and projecting that sense of calmness, what I want you to do is begin to mentally rehearse successful situations. Mentally rehearse people going into trances with you. Mentally rehearse people saying yes to you, responding to you. This is particularly useful, by the way, when you have a sales call to go to or an important interview. I remember when I used to be a lawyer and I went to an interview with the law firm I ended up working for. This was the biggest and the most prestigious law firm in the city of London, and I was very nervous going in. I spent an entire month preparing for this interview, and one of the things that was most helpful was in my mind's eye, I would run through the interview in 1,000 different ways each time. But every single time, the interview went well. I answered the questions well. I handled everything perfectly. And every single time, in my imagination, they offered me the job at the end of this. This conditioned my mind to expect success to such a degree that when I walked in, I had one of the most pleasant chats I've had in any interview. And at the end of it, I was unofficially awarded the job. So use the power of mental rehearsal for yourself to get all the things you want and get the expectations that people can actually live up to afterwards.